This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the coronavirus. In a statement, Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus. Xi faces mounting domestic criticism following the virus-related death of a physician who issued an early warning about the outbreak.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
Trump also applauded Xi on Twitter Friday, describing him as strong, sharp, and powerfully focused. Meanwhile, several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after some passengers tested positive for the virus. We get more from Reuters' Beth Timmons.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean, Anthem of the Seas cruise ship, docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's Reuters' Beth Timmons reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanity.